Hello.
Hello, good evening. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking to people in Texas today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Can I speak with Jose Trujillo, please?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, sir. And, okay, before we begin with this survey, could you please confirm that you're not, you know, you're not driving, and that you're not a place where you can talk safely?
No, I'm not driving. I'm here at home.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir. And in which state do you currently live? Would that be Texas or other?
Texas.
Okay. And in which county in Texas do you currently live, sir?
Hidalgo.
Hidalgo. Okay. All right. And in all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get almost all calls from a regular home phone, or some on the cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or almost all calls on cell phone?
All on cell phone. I don't have a home phone at home.
Okay, so all cell phone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir. And, are you anyone in the household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. And just for qualification purpose for this survey, in what year were you born?
1951.
51. Okay, thank you. Okay, and what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Would that be Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Latino.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, and I, what is the last grade that you completed in school?
In Mexico, sixth grade.
Okay. Grade school, right? Okay. All right, sir, and thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove the job Biden-Harris administration is doing?
Like what?
The job, you know, the Biden-Harris administration.
Yeah.
Do you approve of this? Would that be strongly approved or just somewhat approved?
Strongly approved.
Okay. All right, sir. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate from this district?
Democrat.
And would that be probably Democrat or definitely Democrat?
Democrat. Oh.
Okay. All right, sir. Now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of that person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. Okay. The first one will be Mayra Flores. A favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable. She's my sweetheart.
Very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Yeah, very favorable.
Okay. Alejandro Mayorca.
No, I don't know that guy.
Never heard of him. Okay. Donald Trump.
Ooh, no.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Who?
Donald Trump?
No, I hate that guy. I don't want to hear nothing from him.
So be very unfavorable, right?
Well, yes, sir.
Okay, Vicente Gonzalez.
He's okay.
Very favorable. Somewhat favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat.
Or very favorable. Okay.
No, somewhat.
What about Kamala Harris?
Oh, all the way. She's my favorite.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, moving on, which one of the following issues is the most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? Would that be the jobs in the economy, crime and public safety, education, climate change, fentanyl and drug addiction, national security and foreign affairs, abortion, health care, inflation and the cost of living, border security or taxes? You can pick one to be the most important to you, okay?
Jobs and economy.
Jobs and the economy, okay. Right, sir. And thinking ahead in November elections, first, in a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all interested and 10 means, you know, you're extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices? You can pick any number, though, from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, 10, very interesting. Okay, sir, and if the election for president was held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Donald Trump, the Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Kamala
Harris. All right, sir. And next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
Colin
Allred. Okay. All right, sir. If the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Mayra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat?
Mayra
Flores, Republican. Okay, would that be definitely,
yes,
Flores or probably Flores?
Definitely.
Definitely Flores. All right, sir. Now I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about, you know, Vicente Gonzalez during the campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress. Okay, the first one says, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts, you know, and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would that make you much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference on your vote? No difference for Gonzalez. Okay, Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands in campaign contributions from, you know, some of the world's biggest corporations. He even voted for $1 trillion in government spending, benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are raising prices on Texas families while ranking in record profits. Would that make you more likely or less likely, or makes no difference to you?
No difference to me.
No difference. Okay, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical group that supports sex change drugs for children. Would that make you more or less likely, or makes no difference?
No difference.
No difference. All right, sir. And despite the crisis at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration border policies. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference to you?
Makes no difference.
All right, and the last one said, the American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. Would that make you more or less likely, or makes no difference to you?
Makes no difference to me.
No difference. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now that you have some more information, okay, if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Mayra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Mayra
Flores. All right. All right, sir. And the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only. I really thank you and appreciate your time, okay? In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Independent.
Would you be independent that leans towards Republican or leans towards Democrats?
Leans towards Democrat.
Okay, lean towards Democrat. Okay, generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Moderate,
okay. All right, sir, and how would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
All right, sir, are you currently employed, student, stay-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
No, I'm retired.
Retired, okay. All right, sir, and now thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak only English at home, mostly English, but some Spanish and English equally, mostly Spanish, but some English, only Spanish or at home?
only Spanish, but some English.
Okay. Okay. Mostly Spanish, but some English, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right, sir, regardless how you feel now, okay, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Would that be Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation on this survey, and you have a great evening, okay? Appreciate your help, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Huh?